Science prodigy David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Boise-based student Oliver McDonald is just the kind of kid we all need more of. Rather than playing video games, he goes to science fairs with science projects. He was interested in looking into the contribution of macrofauna to soil health, macrofauna being basically worms in the soil.
It was a science project which originally was just to observe the effects that macrofauna had on plant growth. And for macrofauna, it's basically smaller insects that we normally see as something that we leave in the soil, because as kids we are told that, oh, they're great to boost the nutrients in the soil and they're great for plants. But as I did research, I couldn't find any data-driven evidence that showed that, so I wanted to find my own data behind that. As this project evolved, I later moved on to see how these macrofauna could affect plant growth compared to fertilizer that we would use in every day. And I got some ideas from the judges where they were talking about how could this be twisted, where to see the effects that macrofauna could have and possibly replace fertilizer to get rid of nitrogen and dangerous chemical runoff that we currently have in farms. And I changed my research more towards, now that I know these macrofauna do have an effect, how is their effect different from the effect of fertilizer? Is it better? Is it worse? Or is it about the same? My hypothesis was that it would be better because macrofauna were nature's original way to help boost plant growth. And I was happy to see that the project did in fact prove that.
So more worms, less fertilizer. Produced by the Ag Information Network.